This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Tomlin, this audio courtesy of our friend Mark Caboli, who sat down, among others, with Mike Tomlin yesterday. Mike, tell us about the process of your quarterback procurement.
You know, I don't know that dramatic things happened from a perception standpoint. We had one quarterback on our roster. Last time we talked, we knew, obviously, we had to acquire some talent at the position. And so we just studied the field and levels of availability among some of the candidates in the field. We got zeroed in on Russell and Justin among them. Obviously, probably the goal was to, you know, get one guy initially. But through conversation and work, and can't give Omar enough credit, you know, we were able to acquire both guys.
Sounds like they're outside of a pool, maybe an indoor pool there. Signs up, kids don't run. That's what it sounded like to me. But Mike Tomlin talking about the quarterback process, and here's what that sounded like to me, Doran. I think they wanted either Russ or Justin Fields, whichever guy they thought would be easier to get. And I think they wanted Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph to be here. I think one of those guys they wanted to add to the roster to add competition, but I do think their grand plan overall was for Mason to want to sign back here and for Kenny Pickett to never ask out. That's how those comments landed on me.
Yeah, I think that they wanted every scenario that they could possibly dream up, really, at the end of the day, with having three quarterbacks. And, you know, bringing this up again, how Omar was speaking at the combine when he was speaking to the media, we carry three quarterbacks and we only have one right now. So we're going to get three guys and we're going to have three moving forward. So Russell Wilson being that guy initially, and then the whole Kenny Pickett fiasco, not fiasco, but him asking to be traded and move on and have a different scenario, that lended them to really zero in on Justin Fields. And it's kind of a win-win, I think, in all situations. I know that they definitely wanted Mason to come back. Mason didn't want to come back. I think we knew that at the end of the year. Why would he want to come back? Kenny Pickett wanted to leave, and they got the pick of their litter. And he gave Omar a lot of credit, and they got their quarterbacks for 2024 at a cheap price. You know, it's a really good situation. Now let's see if it could pan out on the field.
So I have been giving, to your point, Omar Khan a ton of credit for coming into this offseason and having a plan. Let's get Russell Wilson. He's going to be our starter. Let's get Justin Fields. I'm not going to give him credit for that anymore. I'm going to give him credit differently. He was light on his feet. The initial plan doesn't sound like it was good enough for me. If the initial plan was Mason, Kenny, and either Justin Fields or Russ Wilson, that's not good enough for me. Like, I think that is still a quarterback room where you're asking for a whole lot of trouble. If it's Russ Wilson, if it's Mason Rudolph, if it's Kenny Pickett, you got three guys that desperately want to be starter, and each of them would have thought that they staked that claim. Russ because he's won a Super Bowl, Mason Rudolph because he dragged the Steelers kicking and screaming into the playoffs last year, and Kenny Pickett because he was a first-round pick 2 years ago. If that was their solution, if that was their plan from the outset, it's a terribly flawed plan. But that Mason did not sign here and Kenny went out, that they had a backup plan in Justin Fields, that was being quick on your feet, and I will give them credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the situation, right? I mean, they were like, if this doesn't work, our grand plan doesn't work, how can we move forward? And we're moving forward with the two quarterbacks we had last year, Kenny Pickett, the guy that we think that can be our future at the time, and we're hoping to get Mason Rudolph back, a guy that really brought us back to life at the end of the year. But we have a grand plan of, okay, if Russell Wilson is available, if Justin Fields is available at our price, then we'll make moves. I mean, I think we've kind of been made aware that the Steelers will change, what they say. And they said a bunch of things at the end of the year. Mike Tomlin said a bunch of things, and it has changed. And that's how the NFL works. But we never really saw it with the Steelers in the past. And this year it has showed us, well, in this offseason it has showed us, that they're willing to change as the days go on. And I think that their initial plan was Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph. But you know, we do have a grand plan. If we draw it out, this is what it could look like. But if it doesn't, we're going to stick with our original plan, which is Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. But things changed.
Yeah, that's fair. And I've used the phrase now a couple of times, light on their feet. I think the ability to adapt is something that maybe they didn't do before. They've had feet of steel.
Yeah.
Like they have not been able to kind of go with the punches and make moves on the fly. And it's why they said all along, we believe in Kenny, we believe in Kenny, we believe in Kenny, because they never knew what it would look like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're right. They might have thought, Doran, in a perfect world, we get Russell Wilson.
Right.
But we can't count on that because he has to make a decision, and maybe he does not want to be here. Mike Tomlin talked about Kenny Pickett's departure.
You know, I just think it was, you know, from his perspective, he felt like a change of scenery would be a good thing. Obviously, when we felt the trajectory of the business with Chicago moving in the right direction, those dominoes started falling. I won't get into specifics about our conversations, but I am appreciative of his efforts during his time in Pittsburgh, and I wish him nothing but the absolute best in Philadelphia.
How about that, Mike Tomlin? I thought kind of revealed something there, Doran, that, okay, Kenny wanted out. He wanted the change of scenery. We knew that, but he more or less confirmed that there. It also sounds like to me, Doran, that if they didn't have something in the works for Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett would still be here. Like he said, we were waiting for those dominoes to start falling. If Kenny wanted out and they could not make a deal for Fields with Chicago, I wonder if they would have still held on to Kenny Pickett, even though he did want out.
Probably would have had to, right?
Yeah.
Would have had to because, I mean, you're still only two quarterbacks on your roster.
I guess you could have traded him and signed Ryan Tannehill, but now you got two guys combined age of 70 years old. I don't know if that's something
right.
You want to do.
Right?
Yeah. And Josh Dobbs was out there. I guess you could have maybe made something happen there if you want to go back to the future, but it really sounded like, from Mike Tomlin's lips right there, the domino that needed to fall was we had to work something out with Chicago. And they, of course, in the order of things, did trade Kenny before they traded for Fields, but you have to figure they'd have a framework in place.
Do you think that they anticipated Kenny asking for a trade? Like whenever, let's go to the day that they signed Russell Wilson. Do you think that they were already getting their things aligned and together that, okay, this is the direction we need to focus on because Kenny might ask for a trade? Do you think that they anticipated that at all?
That's a great question. I think, okay, so we know something happened in Seattle last year. So they probably couldn't have ruled out that Kenny Pickett would ask for a trade. However, they've been talking about competition all offseason long, from Mike Tomlin's first press conference in January all the way up through before Fields was traded for. They have been talking about competition. So they probably were leaning towards no, he would not ask for a trade.
Hmm.
But once he does, you're not doing it unless you get Justin Fields in the fold. It's fascinating to me how quickly things must have changed for them.
I just feel like that they can't just, it can't be a quick turnaround like that quick. Like that has to be a premeditated move. And you're premeditating, okay, like Kenny's going to ask for this trade, so we need to be on the phone with Chicago earlier before and anticipating him asking for a trade. Like when Kenny Pickett asked for a trade, they couldn't just call the Chicago and be like, okay, what's the deal now?
I think they were trying to make a deal for Fields early in the offseason. The
yes.
asking price was too high.
Yes.
And then they probably continue to negotiate. They sign Russell Wilson. Maybe those negotiations fizzle, but hey, keep us in mind. And then as the price falls, all right, where are you now? Hey, guys, Justin still wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Are you guys interested? Oh, interesting you asked that question because Kenny Pickett's now demanding a trade.
Yes.
I think that's probably how it went
mm-hmm.
down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.